Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Heather. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So about a week ago, December 15, I received a survey from Coast Customer Service saying that I just completed their survey and I got a promo to pick a gift and pay for shipping. So I went ahead and do that. I paid for the shipping to your company, Extraordinary Electronics is what it shows. So, and then I noticed a couple of days later that now I was charged for the price of the item. And I would just like, it came yesterday and I would like to return it.
Okay, so I can further assist you. Can you provide me with your zip code?
20878.
And your first and last name?
Joy, J-O-Y, last name Adigun, A-D-I-G-U-N.
Can you spell your name again? I'm sorry.
Joy is the first name, J-O-Y. Last name, Adigun, A-D-I-G-U-N, Adigun.
Okay, thank you. Can you verify your address for me?
1, Remark Court, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 20878. Are you able to pull me up?
I have your account pulled up and it's loading. Just give me one brief moment.
Okay.
Okay, I have your account pulled up. And are you calling in about?
I want to return what is supposed to be the free gift. I want a refund of what was the charge that was made to my credit card. Unfortunately, the package in my case tore it immediately. That's why, otherwise, I would have returned it in a package. So I need you to send me a return label. And now I can return it to you and to refund the charges because it was supposed to be a free gift, not that I should be charged later on.
Okay, so we don't have a return policy. The item is yours to keep. I do see where you purchased it on the 15th and you paid $9.97. Once you paid for the
The email said it's a free gift and just pay shipping and handling. And I paid the shipping and handling.
That was a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. Every month you're charged a membership fee and in return you receive a $125 gift card to be used at our Consumer Gadget Club online store.
Okay, hold on. Slow down. Let me understand. So it was not a one-time charge. It was for a membership. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. It was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Club.
Which is not what I read. I still have the email that I'm looking at, and I would never subscribe to that. So what do I need to do? I do not want the gift.
I can cancel the membership for you, and as a courtesy, I can offer you a 35% refund.
This is a scam, right?
No, ma'am. It's a valid charge. It was in the terms and conditions.
It was sent to refund to a survey that I completed for Kohl's, but obviously it's not from Kohl's. And I just fell for it. I would love to return it, cancel everything. I understand I paid the shipping and 97, you guys can have that. But I'm not going to, I do not want the drone. I do not want to pay $67 for a drone that doesn't even look like it's going to work. And whatever thing I'm supposed to be signed up for needs to be canceled. I'm going to display the chat with my credit card, but I thought, okay, I could just come to you guys to refund your item, and you can add it and sell it to whoever you want to sell it to.
Okay, so I understand that you want to file a dispute, but what that is only a dispute. It's not a guaranteed refund. So your credit card will call us and get additional information, and we'll provide them with this recording and the website where the terms and conditions state it is a membership fee, and then they'll drop the dispute.
But if it's not a membership fee, I didn't sign up for a membership.
Yes, ma'am, we will confirm those are valid charges. I do apologize for the inconvenience and the misunderstanding, but to save you some time and as a courtesy, I can issue a 50% refund that will reflect with
can
your
you speak up?
Account
I can hear
with,
you very well.
Ma'am?
Can you speak up so I can hear you very well?
I can offer you a 50% refund as a courtesy.
50% refund of the charges. I want the full charges. Can I not just return the item?
Okay.
If you buy something, you don't want it, but I didn't even buy it. I thought it should be a free gift.
Give me one moment. Let me speak with my supervisor. Okay, thank you so much for holding. So I spoke with my supervisor, and she's allowing me to issue a full refund for the $67.32.
And 32 cents. I see at the email. I'm looking at it. It says, claim your free gift. It's not, it wasn't sent as a membership. It wasn't sent as anything. I understood I fell for it because I just completed the survey, so I get that. So the 997 you guys can keep, but my $67.32 needs to be refunded. And I will return the item. It's intact. I'm not going to use it. If you guys can give me a return label, it will be returned back to you guys.
Okay, we're refunding the amount for the $67.
Say that again?
We're going to refund the $67 in full.
Just send me a return label. Can you send me a return label to return the item back to you guys?
No, we don't have a return policy. That item is yours to keep.
I would love to return it. I don't want you guys to be out of anything as well as I don't want to be out of anything.
Yeah, we don't. Our warehouse doesn't receive any shipments. We only ship out things. We don't have a return policy.
Can you send me a confirmation that the refund will be done?
I'll send
you my email for you to send me a confirmation for that.
Yes, ma'am. I have your email. Is it your first last name at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay.
And please cancel the membership. I do not subscribe to that.
Yes, ma'am. We have accounts.
And please close my account with you guys. That is incorrect.
What's incorrect? I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
That I signed up for a membership. No, I did not do that.
Okay, so we have you cancel the membership cancel. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay, it is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
263-396-884.
Let me start again. C as in Charlie, 263.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next number?
396-6.
I'm sorry, can you start again?
263-396-396.
CS in Charlie, 263-396-884. Okay. And I should get a confirmation email. Can you send it so I can confirm that I got it now?
Yes, once the refund is fully processed, they'll send you a email confirmation, but it should take 35 days to reflect back in your account.
35 days?
3 to 5 days.
3 to 5. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm not hearing very well. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be bad.
It's
just not good.
Right.
3 to 5 days to reflect,
yes,
in
ma'am,
your account. Okay, because I will call my bank and make them aware, because they're going to, like you said, I already called them. They said call the merchant first before they started the dispute process. So I will call them back to make them aware.
Yes, ma'am. Call them back and cancel the dispute, because
okay,
if it's not canceled, then we can't issue the refund.
Okay, they will do that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Same to you. Bye.
Bye.